And so I'm going to kick it off with a short 5-minute presentation. So I guess that doesn't work. So not many people realize this, but Longwood Gardens was actually founded on plant conservation. When Pierre DuPont purchased the property in 1906, he purchased it to save a collection of trees. And so that was great foresight for him in, you know, the early 20th century, when a time when plant conservation really wasn't talked about. And we continue to conserve these trees today. And, you know, it's a nice feel-good story about plant conservation, but really it's a very small drop in the bucket compared to what we really need to be doing in order to conserve plants. I don't know if you went to the keynote address yesterday, but Richard hit on a lot of these points as the effect of mankind on this planet. And we've done all this, right? So it's our responsibility to help save the endangered plants. And I pulled this from a study that was done last year where it took a look of the world's flora and just the number of plants that have been assessed for conservation needs, and only 21 to 26% of plants across the planet have been assessed for conservation. And then of those, 25% are considered threatened. So there is an enormous number of plant species that have conservation needs that we need to take care of. In addition, if we look local, if we look at our country, of the 25,000 native taxa, 30% are considered threatened. And this is from a study done by the U.S. Botanic Garden and BGCI, or Botanic Gardens Conservation International. And so thinking about the process of plant conservation and the role of horticulture, you know, you have this first step where you need to do all these assessments. And this is done oftentimes by botanists. And then we move into doing the research, understanding the phenology, understanding what the characteristics of that environment are for that plant. Then moving on to propagation and establishing ex situ collections, repatriation. And then finally, if all the work is done properly, you know, a plant moves from that threatened status out of it. And we've, you know, kind of done our job at that point, and hopefully it doesn't move back into that threatened category. But if you look at this, those center two steps, it's horticulture, right? I mean, when you go into the woods and you prep a site for putting a population back into the wild, you know, that's basically doing horticulture in the middle of the woods. And so it's really important that this society gets involved in those activities. We are making progress, albeit slow, but that same study from BGCI and and U.S. Botanic Garden showed that we are about 2% increase in threatened species going into living collections, about 52 taxa a year. There's the global strategy for plant conservation, and Target 8 says 75% of threatened species into collections by 2020. Well, to hit that target, we need to increase that number of 52 by ninefold, up to 435. So, again, just showing the need for this work to be done. There is progress. I mean, our keynote address was about plant conservation here at this meeting. We have a new section in Hort Science about conservation and restoration. And also, there's a new bill that's just being proposed. It's the Botanical Science and Native Plant Materials Research Bill. The Center for Plant Conservation has a lot of information on their website about this. So this is something that we can all do and do your part and contact your local representatives and help push this bill through.